Hi, my name is Yvonne Chagatoga, and you are listening to UJFM 95.4.
Shout out to Destruction Boys, man, giving us a proper solid jam right there. It is called Nevermind. And if I'm not mistaken, that is actually the new sound that they were actually describing as to what they're trying to do at GOM by making it evolve. And that right there, I can agree. It is a sound that anybody can pretty much jump on now with vocals and stuff like that, because that was actually the direction that they wanted to, of course, add in as well to make it seem like it's a lot more broad and accommodating instead of just stagnant with just that one sound. So I'm actually really appreciative of the fact that they actually took that into consideration, and now that kind of sound, I'm for it. I'm definitely
That's
for
like
it.
Like the com that went to Nah,
yeah, say it. Yes, by the creators, they're like, yeah, you know what, you deserve better. Like, rah, and they don't switch up on it. It's good. I love it, man. But of course, we are just still doing the most. Just about to hit the halfway mark of the show, and we actually jumped on a very interesting question regarding our chats on Drive, and we looked at DJ Maphorisa's story of how it seems as though the streets have now decided to call him the comedy of the year, rather comedian of the year, along those lines. And after we've just basically taking him as a goat. So, ish, you know, you're actually being abbreviated so many times, you don't even know what to go with.
But let's be honest, and we all know that his greatness will never be cancelled by a mere faith in Getty.
Hence why right now we're asking one question. If you were in Maphorisa's shoes, how would you handle a situation like this when one of your artists is getting such negativity and such, you know, situations actually happening around her and you as well, because they look at you as the person who was pioneering this whole project. So let us know via social media. And before we jump into news, sports and traffic yet again, want to be a part of the urban circle? Quick question, just asking randomly, because student living in the heart of Johannesburg is definitely that one thing you need to make sure you're a part of. Now, the urban circle is changing the student accommodation game by creating authentic and vibrant full circle student accommodation from only 3,150 rand. Now, urban circle features, number one, unlimited free Wi-Fi. Number two, bus services to all major campuses across Johannesburg. Number three, fully integrated gym to get your daily